I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Rock Island County is apparently at a crossroads. A contractor is on the verge of demolishing the courthouse as soon as asbestos has been removed. But historic preservation groups have filed a lawsuit claiming the Rock Island County Board and its Public Building Commission are violating state law. Richard Brunk, chair of the Rock Island County Board, says privatization and redevelopment of the courthouse were never an option.
There's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, it has been the goal of the county board since long before I was on the county board to consolidate county operations downtown to create some long-term cost efficiencies and money savings for the taxpayers.
Chairman Brunk and Chief Judge Walter Broad say the other reason is safety, saying employees and visitors to the new Justice Center annex will be in danger from snipers and chunks of stone falling off the courthouse. In their lawsuit, six plaintiffs say the Rock Island County Board and Public Building Commission are not following state law and should be held accountable. Diane Moore from the Moline Historic Preservation Society says the commission plans to pay for demolition of the courthouse with money from bonds sold to build the new annex.
Any excess money is to be returned into the bond and lower the amount due and therefore lower the interest rates that have to be paid. Somehow the county, the PBC, feels that it can use that money any way it wants.
Judge Broad has filed an order to demolish the courthouse immediately, despite the lack of permits from the Illinois EPA and the DNR's State Historic Preservation Office.
They make a very special effort in the law to protect courts, and they leave all of the choices and decisions about what needs to be done, where to hold court, how to hold court, how many rooms you need in the courtroom, where the court is supposed to be. That's all left to the chief judge, and DNR can't infringe upon it.
Bonnie McDonald, the head of Landmarks Illinois, another plaintiff, says the judge's order does not negate the requirements of state law.
The county and the PBC are responsible for complying with the Illinois State Historic Resources Preservation Act. And what that states is that a building that is eligible for the National Register of Historic Places, as the courthouse is, requires that there be consultation when there is harm that is proposed for a historic building. So obviously demolition would be considered a harmful act, and the law provides for due process for the public to engage in a conversation about how to mitigate that the destruction and find an alternative to destroying the courthouse.
McDonald also says the Public Building Commission failed to ask the Rock Island City Council to go along with the demolition plan.
In cases where there is a project of this scope and it pertains to a public building, they actually need to get the approval of the local governing body to do so. And they actually need to get 3/4 of that body to approve that action. And they have not gone through that process.
On its own, the Rock Island City Council decided to ask the County Board and Public Building Commission to work on privatizing and redeveloping the courthouse. Earlier this month, Mayor Mike Tomes expressed concern that county officials will continue to ignore voters' wishes. 6 years ago, the voters overwhelmingly rejected a proposal to expand the powers of the commission to build more than a jail.
Will they be able to do it again? Because now, the second time, they didn't have to go to the voters. By doing this the one time, they tried to be specific on the jail and everything else, but found a loophole and now can keep doing these things without going to the public. And that's what, to me, is shame on you. You should be, you know, do what the public wants. You're there to represent the individuals that are paying these taxes.
Despite the lawsuit, County Board Chair Richard Brunk says the board and commission have set their course.
The board has a legal commitment with the Public Building Commission. The Public Building Commission has legal commitments with various organizations to follow through on contracts related to the building. So, you know, quite frankly, we're in the 11th hour. The game, if you will, is all but over. And you know, there are some serious legal ramifications, if you will, to attempting to backstep on all of these legal obligations.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.